Up to Halacha Yud Zayin on Simen Pei Halacha Yud Zayin, page Kuf Yud Aleph. Page Kuf Yud Aleph. Ein Lesanin Shemashka Ki Yesh Bezek HaMichluk Yedinim. Okay, we'll go and run through some of this stuff. You're not allowed to sieve. You're not allowed to pour liquid through a sieve on Shabbos because of Boyer, a strainer. You're not allowed to pour water through a strainer on Shabbos because this is a din of Boyer. Ein Lesanin Shemashka Ki Yesh Bezek HaMichluk Yedinim. There are many Chluk Yedinim, there are many problems. One of the big problems is even the filters on Shabbos. So how are you allowed to use a water filter on Shabbos when that's called a strainer? So there are many heterim. There are many heterim because you're not the water is fit for kalim. The water really is fit for. Okay, let's put that aside. Maybe we'll come back to that. I don't have all the details in front of me. Ein l'sanim shemasha ki yesh tzekam echelu gedinim avu bad mutu lishtas al yidei mapa, but you're allowed to drink it through a mapa. In other words, you have a cloth. It's not a kli. The main issue is that you should not use a professional utensil, a kli that's miyuchid. A kli that is miyuchid for straining is asa. You can smell it? I have it over here. You have to cut it open to smell it.
Smell. It doesn't smell?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
When you eat it, it doesn't.
Yes, it does smell.
That's it.
No more cooking lessons.
No more cooking lessons?
Julia Child stays on TV.
Okay, let's go. You're allowed to drink through a mape. The ain, the loy shaykh, boyer, ella, bimisakin, ho inyan, koidim, achila, oshia. It's only also when you do it before. It's only prohibited to strain liquid when you do it in advance of the eating. But if you're actually going to drink the water as it comes out of the mapa, you have some type of liquid and you have a napkin or some type of cloth. But if you're taking some type of liquid and you're putting it and it has some psilis and you're putting it through a mapa, through some type of cloth, and you're putting the tip of the cloth, you're holding it like a funnel, and you're putting the other end of the cloth in your mouth, and the water is going directly from the other end of the mapa into your mouth, and the psilis is being withheld in the other end of the mapa, that is mutter. There's another problem. The problem is that the cloth is dirty. Using a towel that's dirty, and you're going to take water and you're going to put water into this mapa and the handkerchief, and it's going to come on the other side, and you're going to drink it. So even though technically you're not doing malacha of boirer, because this is derech achila, it's not derech boirer. Derech boirer again has to be with the utensil, has to be in advance before you actually eat it. And here it's not being done in advance, it's being done b'shas ma'isa, but there's a problem that you're in the process, you're cleansing the mapa. Period. V'yesh l'hotel b'shas atchak she'en le'imayim nikim l'shtois b'shas atchak, you don't clean water and you want to go use a mapa, and the mapa is going to be cleansed in the process, it's going to be mutter. U'mikol mokom lo yishte derech beis yad menach asen shalo, you should not drink derech beis from the b'zeikah l'mecha shvei m'shem yischa, don't drink it in a way that you're going what?
Beis yad is you sleep.
Your sleeve, don't do it in a way where you're going to come to squeeze. Schita is another issue. So if you're going to do it in a way, I'm not exactly sure what he means, but if you're going to go in and strain the water, and the water is going to go into your mouth in a way where you're prone to squeeze the mapa, the handkerchief, the towel, that is a problem of schita. So it basically points out there are three potential problems using a garment for sieving liquid. Number one, boyer. Number two, kibus. Number three, schita. And the way to avoid is if you don't use something which you would be prone to squeeze. That's exactly one of the 10 for paper towels. If you have, we'll cover that in one moment, but let's get the issues. These are the three major issues. If you eat something right away, that takes away most of the problems of boyer. And if the thing is completely clean and it's white, it's completely clean, or then there's no problem of kavisa. And if you're not prone to squeeze, there's also no problem of kavisa. So the big question is, what happens on Shabbos if there's something spills on the floor? Right, you have a pot and something spills on the floor. What do you do to clean it up? So if you take a towel, that's problematic. Because taking a towel, you're going to, first of all, you're going to be cleaning, you might come to squeeze the towel. You might come to squeeze the towel. in the process, and also you may in the process, if the water is relatively clean water, you may in the process be cleaning to some degree the towel. So the solution is don't press, just throw it loosely on the water, and then be careful when you pick up the towel not to squeeze the towel. Paper towels, all the places are very lenient with paper towels because there's no issue of schita, since there's no issue of kvisa, because paper towels are meant to be thrown in the garbage, and also since you don't have any incentive to squeeze the towels, that it, there's no concern you may come to squeeze them. So that we find is a heter to use disposable paper towels to clean up a mess on the floor or on the counter. Even cleaning the table. If you want to go have a plastic tablecloth, you want to go clean it, so you're allowed to go take a wet paper towel, you're allowed to even wet it. You're not allowed to wet a towel, but you are allowed to wet paper towel to clean a plastic table, because you're not having kavana to do schita, and you're not having kavana to kvisa on a disposable paper towel.
So what if you pour, let's say there's a dirty spot
on it? Yeah.
Plastic.
Yeah. You're allowed to. A towel, no, not a towel. Towel you shouldn't use. Not a sponge either. No, sponge is meant for the purpose. Only a paper towel. A disposable paper towel. If the table is dirty.
Not a disposable synthetic sponge. It's not a cloth sponge. It's made out of.
But even the disposable sponges, they're not so disposable. You keep them around for a very long time, until you throw it out. They're meant to actually squeeze. That's mamash chita. A paper towel is a one shot thing. You have it's dirty. You wet the paper towel. Just don't squeeze it. Take it to the table.
Newspaper. Well, that means threw newspaper on the floor.
No, you know that we're talking about pre-cuts. That is an issur deraisa. If you have paper towel, you have to cut. It's much better in the case of an emergency to cut the paper towel not on the dotted line, than to cut it on the dotted line. The cut on the dotted line is a shaila deraisa of mechatech. Anything that's cut on a preset line, you cutting it to a precise size is an issur deraisa I forgot the exact malacha of cutting. We'll come to it later on. But if you just tear something not on the proper line, that's destructive act, that is mutter. Person has an emergency, needs toilet paper. Somebody may cut a gadol kalabrios, so you can b'dieved use it. You cut it kalachayat, not on the line. Cutting it on the line is a major, major problem. Some of the cheap paper towels, we always have this issue in camp. Years ago when I went to camp, sleepaway camp, they had the cheapest possible paper towels and toilet paper that money can buy. And they were connected. And being that they were connected, it's a real shiloh deraisa of cutting on Shabbos. So they would always warn everyone on Friday that you have to prepare for Shabbos toilet paper and tissues. Okay, you don't really see that today. With these are pretty standard. These tissues, the older shuls. What? The toilet paper, the paper towels. You have to make sure that it's separate before Shabbos. It can be a malacha deraisa. I remember they once made a very big issue out of this. Halacha yudches, mashke coffee. Okay, let's say you have real coffee. You have a ground coffee on the bottom of the pot, or it gets into your cup. Some of the cheap percolators, after you pour the coffee, you notice that in the cup itself, there is some of the ground coffee is there. So let's say you have a collection of the ground coffee, mashka coffee, sheish b'tachtisai coffee, mamish, the ground coffee, shukhu apsoiles, v'chein shar mashka, sheish b'tachtisai shumam sediment ashapsoiles, kishim orin oiso, tzrichon, that when you arouse, when you stir it, tzrichon lizot shalol oris esat solul. When you stir it, you have to be careful that it should not mix with the clear liquid that is on the top. When you pour it out. Okay, so you want to pour out the clear liquid, and you don't want to pour into the other container, into the other utensil, the psoilas. So you're getting involved in the shail of boirer. Can you have over here, let's say, a pot of coffee? And on the top of the coffee, 95% is clean, pure liquid. On the bottom is the sediment, is the psoilus. And now you're pouring from one pot into another utensil. So you're being very, very careful. I only should pour out the liquid and not allow the psoilus to enter into that pot, into that. That is a shail of boirer. because I'm straining it. When I'm coming to the very, very end, I'm being very, very careful not to let. So it's not really burr, because you're not using a utensil. And, well, the kli itself is a utensil, but there are not any little holes. But you do have to be careful that when you get down to the point where now that you need to be careful, you should stop. Okay, let's see, one of those two words inside. When you pour it, don't pour out all of the clear liquid that's on the top. Stop early. Leave over some of the clear liquid together with the psoles, because if you're going to get cheap and you're going to try to squeeze out all of the good stuff, invariably you're going to be over on the on a shayla of boirer when you try to separate the bad from the good. Rock al psoles fair period. The cholof umdo itzel. Also, you want to take out the cheese, so you have the hard part and the soft part, the cream. Also, the kalid mashal mala hanikra smetin. Rak mashet sarich lecholata. Okay, so you're not allowed to collect. You're not allowed to collect all the stuff on top. Only what you want to eat now. V'gam zeh yizor shalikach hakol rak yasher ketzas ala cholav. Leave a little bit on the milk. Hatachtoina, since you're separating one part from the other, if you're going to come to the point where they actually come in contact with one another, that's going to be a shayla of boirer. And being as a shayla of boirer, you have to be careful. You have to be careful not to get involved and to stop short, not to go too far. Okay, now we come to the case of a fly that falls into a soup. So what do you do? Everyone knows the answer to this question. You have to take off some of the soup together with the fly. You switch plates. Don't put your fingers in and pick up the fly. That's mamish boyer deraisa. You take the psoles v'teicha oichel ella. Everyone knows this. Yikach gam kitzas mehamachal oyamashke v'yizrik imo. Take a spoonful, which includes the liquid and the fly. Halacha chaf imtzach loduch palpalin aymelach. If you need to crush salt or pepper or salt, yoytze bo losel sechamachal mutu loduch bekata de sakina. If you need to crush something, you have to do it with a shinui. What's called a shinui? You use the kata de sakina, the handle of the knife, not the knife itself, ala shulchan, not a kitchen knife, but a table knife, uchiyetzibo, something that is shaloi kiderech. Avaloi b'meducha, but it's certainly also to use a mortar, that's mamish, a melacha deraisa of techina. A melacha deraisa is when you do it with a utensil, and you do it in the normal way. So here, you're not using a utensil, you're using it for a different type of utensil, which is not even miyuchud, so that's not also in derech achila, it's mut avaloi b'meducha, avaloi b'machteshes, now with different types of mortars. Halacha chaf, also lechatech b'tzalim b'shoy yirokos ele adavka samach l'suda. Dicing onions and other things are not allowed to be done. It's a shayla of tchina. Anything that's cut up into small little pieces is asur, unless you do it right before the meal. The gam oz lo yichatchem dak dak mod. Even then, you should not cut the teeny little pieces. It should be cut up into pieces that are larger than is normal. Halacha falif davar hamelach davar shamelach poyel bo l'rachay oy lahafik charifuso. There's an issa derais of tanning skins, of tanning hides. In ancient times, the way they would get the hides ready, they would prepare the hides, is they would add a lot of salt. So anytime you add a lot of salt, even to a food that has a chemical effect, a chemical change in the food, it's a tolada of ma'abed. So here it comes even to food, even though in Atar there is no ibn when it comes to food, ibn is only when it comes to leather, when it, leather goods, not when it comes to food, but even there it's lost. Gurkin, chayim, cucumbers, b'chein tznon, radishes, b'chein betzalim, all different types of vegetables. Betzalim, asim, l'loich, afil, l'mashe, soch, lois, asidu, we need for that meal. It's asr, avil, matbil, b'melach, chatich, chatich, v'yoichel, only derech achila, derech achila, that's not called ibud, you go and you dip the cucumber in salt as you go along, as you put it into your mouth. Afil, l'mashe, soch, lois, asr, v'yoichel. Avil, beitzim, when it comes to eggs, b'bosar, b'vushl, cook cooked meat. It does not have a chemical reaction. Pickled cucumbers are pickled cucumbers. Okay, that's the reason why they sell pickled cucumbers. And all the other types of things that are pickled. But when it comes to cooked meat, salting does not have any long-term effect. It's just nothing more than flavor. So there is no prohibition whatsoever. And you can eat as much salt as you want. Cucumber salad, he says, is problematic. You're not allowed to make cucumber salad on Shabbos. That's exactly what he says above. Exactly, because adding a lot of salt to cucumbers... What?
Vinegar.
Vinegar is vinegar. Is that the same thing as ibud? Adding vinegar to... I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. They use vinegar. I don't know the answer. Making it, I don't know. I don't know. So here he says, when it comes to adding salt to meat, it's flavoring, and flavoring is mutter for that suda, but he still says, as a chumer, you're not allowed to add salt for flavoring to meat or other things for a suda later on in the day, even though technically you're not doing anything wrong, it's just a chumer. Okay, let's go take a look at some of the Shulchan Aruch halacha. Going back to the previous page. On the previous page we had ein lasanin. You're not allowed to sieve any liquid through a real strainer. Ayin b'shari tshuva b'shem ginas v'rodim shakosat heter l'sanin yayin sheyesh boy al pi hakad o'yachobis toilohim al yidei shinui u'minug. Let's say you have, okay, we don't have this Baruch Hashem today, but in ancient times they had wine vats. Maybe people have in the basement, they make their own wine, and there's sediment, or there are worms, or there are things that are on top that rise to the top of the barrel, and now you want to use the wine in the barrel, so you have to remove, you have to somehow skim off the psoilas that's on top of the barrel. So he says that it's mutter. How do you do it? Al yidei shinui. Don't do it in the usual way. Whatever, I don't know the techniques, but it has to be done in derech shinui. Umina ka'olam. What's the minik? Shenaisim sudar al piakad. You put a handkerchief. That's exactly what we learned above in the case of Shulchan Aruch. A handkerchief piakad ayachaves v'shayvchem l'sechakais v'zehavi shinui gadol. It's a shinui gadol. Now, what was the problem the kids did not like about this? The problem is schita and the shay. Is kibos. There's three issues. Every time you do sifting with the cloth, you're getting involved in three issues. You're getting involved with boirer, you're getting involved with kibos, and you're getting involved with schita. So here he says, this is what they did when it came to wine. This was the custom to use a garment, a sudar, and they were not concerned for kibos, they were not concerned for schita, and it was a shinui, so they were not concerned for boirer. Next, the ayin v'agos masham shehivi gam kei mishut mahari mi ba dun duna. We had this many times. This mahari mi ba runa with an insurash. Shapasak lahatil lasaniyan sheish by kamachim b'derech deged the parus al gabi kli she'ein ze boyer. Again, the same thing. You have sediment and you're using a utensil. It's mutav v'hu shinui. It's a shinui. The alpi ashulchanoch mashma the osur evshad hu shinui gadol. So he says that even though we don't know, you don't use a cloth, but that's not when it comes to wine. When it comes to wine, this was very very.
It seems that
atypical.
Yeah. That he's putting it on the
top.
On the bottom.
No, the top it says.
Yeah, on the cap. Usually when you want to filter something, you put it right over your cup.
Yeah.
So only to
it
go
pours in. So here, as it comes out of the barrel.
He's not putting it on the cup, he's putting it on the...
Okay, could be. I don't know how they did this. You have to know the techniques that we use. They have to talk to the winemakers. I'm sure they do this today. Today, they're probably in France where they make all these fancy wines. Probably... They can't. That's a different thing. Decanting is only to give it to take out the air. Sediment, yeah?
Well,
sediment?
Nowadays, the problem is a lot of times you don't have a good corkscrew and you have a cork that forms
yeah.
the wine.
That's why. That's what these decanters are. It's a big thing to say they sell gift items. Decanters. I thought it's for the air. You give
it is. And normally to add air.
To add, yeah. All right, whatever it is. Okay. So derech pegam peros ve'albega shein kli shein ze boi v'havi shinu v'yavt al pi ha'shochnach mashma the osur evshadut shinu gadol. Okay, so you have to talk to people who make wine. They'll tell you exactly the techniques and this is shinu gadol. Shemniach asud al pi ha'kli v'gam shochnach moi moidel ze he's moided to shinu gadol v'nagul l'hokal mishom oinek Shabbos v'davka b'beged shein ha'makbid al meimov. Okay, another important thing that you're not makbid al meimov dim lokin yesh lizav mishom schita ayin sham. You have to make sure the beggar you don't care about the garments, so there should not come l'chashash schita and kibos, like we say with paper towels, disposable paper towels, is something which the Paiskim say there is no little chash of schita and kibus. Base the ayin b'stei chemet. The borer have a melacha. Now he comes to give some rules, and the rules of Boirer, it's only with things that were once upon a time separate and now have become mixed together. You have two separate items, they've mixed together, and now on Shabbos we want to separate them again. We want to restore it to its original state. We have coffee, what is the coffee called? The ground coffee, and we have water. So those are two separate things. The ground coffee starts out in a bag, and the water is in the faucet. And now the two have come together in a pot, and they've produced the product. And now we once again want to separate. So we want to restore it to its original state of separation. That is where you have a boyer deraisa. But when you have a product, a natural product from the earth, and it was attached, this natural psilis and oichel mixed together, and we separate that, avol davar hadavik l'davar acher bol afridai, something which is naturally connected to its source, and now we're coming to separate the good part from the bad part, that is not boyer deraisa. The bol after the aim shum boyer bezer mehai time. So why then are you allowed to peel apples? You know, how are you allowed to peel an apple on Shabbos? When you're peeling an apple, you're taking off the psoilas. So it should be boirer. So the answer is because that is not together real boirer. Real boirer, since the peel was naturally attached to the apple, that's not us. Now others will tell you that it's not boirer for other reasons, because first of all, the peel is also edible. So it's both, it's oichel and oichel, but relative to what you want. I don't want that. I only want the part that's inside. And secondly, you're always taking along when you peel the apple or a little bit of the food itself. But he's saying you don't even need to come on to that. The reason why there's no technical prohibition of boir is because it's natural. And anything that's natural, you separate the peel from the inside. When it's natural, there's no use of boir.
Why buy a chicken? You always careful to take the chicken away from the skin, not the skin from the upper.
Not necessarily. So it's derech achila. There's another principle. There is no borer is only when it's done in advance. When you eat, it's called derech achila. It's derech achila that when you have a dish in front of you, you separate one part from the other. The rules of borer were never instituted. Whenever, when it comes to derech achila, so when you're eating chicken and you want to separate the skin, technically speaking, you are permitted to remove the skin in order to get the flesh, to get the meat. There are chumras. There are people that are machmir that they try to eat the chicken in a way where they pull out the meat from without separating. It's not so easy.
Bones from skin.
Today it's very popular. They make now chicken. You can buy chicken without the skin. You don't have to take off the the bones. So there, the bones of the inside, that's much easier. You don't have to pull out the bones. Anything which is derech achila, there is no prohibition of borer. You have chicken in front of you and you want to remove the bone. The bone is in the way. I'm allowed to take the bone away from the chicken. I'm allowed to... Yes, you are. 100%, you're allowed to remove the skin from the chicken. You're permitted, as long as you're doing it now, as you are about to eat it. If you are doing this at night, in preparation for the morning meal, that's another story. That's another story. If you're doing it in the kitchen, in preparation for the meal itself, he presented, that is a machloikis. Ideally, it's not a good idea. But if you can't, if there is no other solution, then you're even allowed to do it for this meal. Even though I'm not up to this course. Right now I'm eating the fish. And in the kitchen we're preparing the chicken. And we're going to separate the bone and the skin from the meat. Right now I'm only up to the salad. I'm only up to the chicken. So it's not as ideal as when you're actually eating the chicken and you're putting it into your mouth. Then there's no question you can separate the psilis from the eichel. But the Torah Hasud itself, that's one notch down, which is a machlekes apaiskim. If you can do, you should not do it. And then when you're preparing for one meal to another meal, that already is much more problematic. And even there, if I'm not mistaken, there are some people that are mate because it's derech achila. It's derech achila. It's for Shabbos, onik Shabbos. It's all part of one big Shabbos day. There are different opinions, but those are the three madrigals.
If you don't like fligalach, you can't take out all the fligalach before.
you're preparing a
yes.
And people, you have a lot of kids.
Yes.
They only like thigh bones.
Not necessarily. All food is good. All food is good. It's just, I want to... So you want to separate the bad from the good? I'm not sure. Look, I don't know. Let's go further. The loy kimasha kas the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is machmir. The Magen Avram seems to say that even when something is naturally connected, a peel is connected to the apple, it's a naturally connected, it's also a shiloh de'arais of boirer. The ayin b'zemesh nebura, the amachaber shomber halacha, he debates this issue, the amachaber b'fnim oiser la'asozeh, im lo'y le'alter, the machaber there is machmer, that even with something that is natural, even a peel of an apple that's naturally connected to the apple, he's machmer, there's a shiloh of boirer de'araisa, not the boiraisa, by food there's no real boirer de'araisa, but there's an isa boirer Rabbanon, and the only time you can do this, he says, to separate the peel from the inside is only during the meal itself.
Why is it
By food, there's no borer deraisa. By food, there's borer. By edible food, there's no borer. The borer deraisa is by grain. The example of borer deraisa is separating the grain from the chaff and the pebbles from all the different parts of the process of grain, of preparing flour, going from the process of stalks and the chaff. And the flour from the psoilas, those are all parts in the process before you actually knead the flour with water to produce an edible product. Those are things that are not yet edible. That's the borer deraisa. When you're dealing with an actual food which is edible, that's not a borer deraisa, but it's a borer midrabanan. And now in the borer midrabanan, there are many gedarim, there are many parameters. Is it immediately? I'm eating it at this very moment. Mutal l'chatchila. I'm eating it during this meal. That's already, but not in this moment. That's a second madrega. I'm eating it for another. The meal, the machaber is machmer for a later meal. You should not do so unless you really. I remember, vaguely remember reading this thing. One of the svarim is that unless you really have no choice, you're preparing. You have to. There's large preparation that being made for the suda. It's all one continuous preparation for the next day. Then there are heterim.
I just want to get one point clear that by ochel is not even, and you're eating it right now. There's no issur afilu midrabanan.
There's no issur afilu midrabanan. Correct. Correct. If you're eating it right now, there is no isser afilu midrabanan of borer. If you have in front of you a piece of chicken and you do not want to eat the skin, doctor's orders, no skin, only eat the meat, only eat the flesh, not the skin. And the only way I can get to that meat is by pulling off the skin and throwing it away. It's mutter. Mutal l'chatchila. As long as you immediately after you remove that skin, you then take the meat and you put it in your mouth. Mutal l'chatchila. The bone is in the way. I take the bone, pluck it out, throw it away, and now I take the meat and eat it. Mutal l'chatchila. B'shas achila. That's called derech achila. Derech achila. Oichlim. There is no iser bur whatsoever. Yeah.
What about a cherry and the cherry stem?
If you put it into your mouth, at that moment there is no issur borer.
You're allowed to take the stem out.
You're allowed to take the stem out. Some hold that you should put it in your mouth, and while it's in your mouth, you pull it out. Right? That is ideal, but that's a chumrah. That's not necessary. You can. Same exact thing. You're allowed to pull. You have smoked fish, and you have fish, you're allowed to put it, chamira sakanta yosame, so you're going to put it into your mouth and then pull out the bones, sakana. You're allowed to pull the bones out before you put it into your mouth. You'll always find people that do extreme chumras, that will put the fish into the mouth and then pull out the bones. Some will do just out of laziness, not because the machmer. But that is not necessary. While you're eating it, there is no issur. That's a very clear halacha. There is no issur bar b'shas achila. Next halacha, the ayin b'shut machne chayim. Im nofal cholov l'soich kedera cham b'shabes. V'yesamach rak shetzrichim l'hafri lo issur. So now you want to have a kashrus issue. You have a pot of cholent, and a small amount of milk falls into the pot.
Yeah.
So what do you do now? So the rule. So there's 60. There's 60 kineged the piece, so it's mutter. But you know where it fell. So the rule is you're supposed to scoop out that part that falls on a potato. So you know where it fell, so you have to, where it falls on a little piece of meat, you have to pull out that piece of meat. It's treif. So why isn't this a shayla of boirer? So here you're allowed to do this. So he says yes. There's a technique. I'm not familiar with these techniques. You put in cold water, and by putting in cold water, it's going to cause the milk to rise. Now, just because the milk rises, it doesn't mean it would still be treif, not for the fact that there are six, because the flavor has been imparted to the rest of the meat. But even though the flavor is bottled, because there's shisha, but you still must remove the be'en. If you can identify the be'en, the item that is be'en that must be removed, it's mutter. I guess the reason why it's mutter is because it's mutter, I guess, is because it's derech achila. The only way I can eat it, the only way I can eat this food is by taking out the psoilas. Anything that's called derech achila is not in the category of borer. So that's what he says, the mutter litein mayim tzaynin b'kader sheyotzef achila b'lamala ula hafrida mehamachal, and to separate it from the food, period. However, he brings the avnei tzedek, the ayim shavnei tzedek, shekosav, the osu litein mayim tzaynin mishum, the havui borer. He disagrees. He holds that you have to assume that there's no problem of bishul, 100%. And if you're going to put cold water into a kli rishon, it's mamish bishul deraisa. Don't have to talk about. So I guess what
is this milk or is it chelik?
No. Nofal.
Maybe it's chelik.
Chelim zuchde chamu b'shabes. Oh, is that the case? Maybe you're right. Milk would not float. So I'm ready to want chelim. So why do you need water for it to float? Okay, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know. But what's in this? Do you have over here a whole dish? I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But there's some technique. There's a technique of putting in cold water, causing it to float, and then the shayla is taking it out. He says here, but machlekes, one opinion says that it's mutter to take out the tarfus. Obviously, the reason why it's mutter is because this is called derech achila. The only way I'm lacking is it's like the skin of a chicken. The skin of a chicken, the only reason you can get to the meat is by taking away the skin. It's derech achila. That's what the first opinion says. The avnei tzedek says that it's aser. I don't know more. Let's go to the next halacha. I am shut levushim. Mordechai shekasa dekevim the dinah yishol rama litein mayim tzaynim lahafrin achelav ein el mishum chumra. This technique of adding cold water to separate the chelav is a chumra. Mokam lahefse the kilkol machol yesh matidim imkayim b'shabes diyev shalasas tikun zem mishum boirer shuv mutu b'loy tikun. So it seems that if you don't, this technique of identifying the milk or the chelav, whatever it is, requires you to add water. But if you don't identified, if it's somehow it cannot be identified, then we just rely upon bittul. There's 60 times more kosher than non-kosher. It's bottle. It's bottle. It's mutter the way it is. There's nothing more that needs to be done. So he holds that's a better, less is more. Do nothing. The ayin, the crazy placey, uprimagadim, uvidarki tshuva, the efshar, the b'shabes kuliyam mod, the ain tzach sham tshuntikum b'mnei shetzach lusu the shabes ayin sham va'ayin lekamon. They're very makel. You don't need to do this. Okay, so these are another interesting shaila which requires more elaboration. If again, just the basic gist of the question is, if you have a taruvis, a pot of cholent, and some tarfus falls into the pot, and now you have to go and separate it. So it seems to say this is indeed a shayl of boirer, and I don't know why it should be any different.
Sorry, I missed out on the first point you said about the cholent. What happened there?
You have a pot of cholent, and in the pot of cholent falls tarfus. Falls some type of either milk or fat. So now, as far as the pot of cholent is concerned, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because the bittul, there's 60 times more kosher than non-kosher. But there is still a halach in Shulchan Aruch that if you can identify the non-kosher portion, you should take it out. You're supposed to take it out. So here, now, if you can identify it the way it is, I don't understand why it should be different than a fly. There's a fly in the pine in your soup, so you take out the fly together with some of the soup. If you can identify the tarfos, so take it out together with some of the good stuff, that should not be a problem. But it seems that the issue is more complex. It seems that there's a technique. There is a technique where you do something, and by doing that thing, you're going to cause the tarfos to be identified, to be identifiable. By pouring in some cold water, somehow it's going to have some chemical reaction. It's going to cause the tarfos to become identifiable, where you'll be able to remove it. So the shayla is doing this technique of adding in cold water, whatever the technique is, that itself is the mice of boirer. I'm doing something which will now cause there to be a separation between psoiles and oichal. Is this problematic? Am I allowed to do a maisa on Shabbos to bring about a reaction in this pot that will separate, show me the difference between the kosher and the non-kosher, where then I can skim off the non-kosher? Is this called a maisa boyer? He presents here two different opinions. One opinion says, go for it. It's derech achila. You need to do it. Shulchan Aruch requires you. If it was during the weekday, you would definitely be required to do this technique to separate, to identify the non-kosher portion. So on Shabbos, go for it. Oh, but it's boyer on Shabbos. Well, on Shabbos, it's not so chomer boyer on Shabbos when it comes to foods. When it comes to food, it's not boyer deraisa. At best, boyer midrabanan. And when you need letzarech achila for oisa suda, so we know that it's mutter. You can do it. You can do it in many, many ways. But then he presents another opinion that says, no, since what you don't know is good for you, at this moment in time, you cannot identify it. It's still all mixed together. And it's bottle b'shishim. The flavor is bottle b'shishim. You can't identify it. So why should you go and get yourself involved in shalav b'rer when the dish is mutter the way it is? So better avoid the issue of b'rer and eat it the way it is. These are the two different opinions that he presents with regard to the shalav. But certainly, if you can identify, the iser, l'chor, it's no worse than a fly. When a fly falling into a soup, you take the fly out and you skin it with a portion of the food itself, and that is mutter.
Okay. Mice,
yeah.
The girl used the kerosene instead of oil.
Yeah.
So he ate it all up. He could have put it in water and it had floated it out.
He could have, but you have to know what the, I'm not familiar with this technique. Okay, let's do one more finish with ma'abed, with salting. Okay, one more halacha, finish of the salting halacha. Come on, ma'abed, you're not allowed to add pickle, you're not allowed to pickle vegetables. Pickling vegetables for the first time on Shabbos is a shayla, is a malacha derabban of ibut. It's not ibut deraisa, it's ibut derabbanan. Even when it comes to food, it's ibut derabbanan. Kimoy ma'abed, ayin b'shibbis yitzchak, the asolasos me seltzer. Okay, seltzer b'shabbos sheyesh b'zeh isur mishum d'moylid harkovas chamis ha the bubbles. Okay, called
carbonation.
That what it says. What does that say over there? Okay, so people have. So he holds that you're not allowed to carbonate the water on Shabbos. That's seemingly what he says. They have to have these machines. People, not so simple. Soda stream. So they are allowed to make it on Shabbos. They are allowed to make it. Right. So in fact, most poskim.
That's not a chemical.
What?
No, that's not a chemical.
What is it?
My son makes it. Compressed.
Carbonation, yeah.
But you're putting in the compressed carbonation into the water.
So isn't that what he says over here you're not allowed to do on Shabbos?
No, he's talking about...
May seltzer.
He says it's a hat to be
Zoyre Vasa. What's Zoyre Vasa?
What?
May seltzer.
Soda water.
So was Zoyre Vasa, the Zayinil.
Soda water.
Soda water, Shabbos. She is in this, the Moilid Harkovas. What's that word there? Harkovas.
Soda vasa. Soda vasa.
Why is it also?
The chemical process, you took little eggs, yeah. You took baking soda, let's say,
yeah.
And you mix it with water. So you make it
also
I think he's referring to the carbonation. Okay, let's see what he says in more detail.
Soda vasa. Soda.
Why is it also? From the moilid harkovas, I don't know what that word is. The ayin b'shut, the harvey b'sam, shakas of gamkin, liyasa v'ra, it's also awesome. V'rak, kisha'aku moise b'mechuna shalom.
When a guy does it for his own purposes, he's not doing it for you. The guy is doing it for his own purposes, and then he wants to give a Jew a drink, so then you can drink. The ayin b'shud, and then you cover shoyzel asos. I feel like the akum. It's even to a goy zaser. The chenikas b'shud marasham. The ayin b'shud marash. Shmitzadi lahokel biyomtiv al the akus and yomtiv you want to do melacha letzerachal nefesh. The ayin oit sham b'marasham shoyzel asos b'ruza. Okay, whatever b'shabbos. B'shem b'shari tzilik.
Rose flavor, red color.
Okay, let's see. What is that? What's rose flavor? Rose flavor?
Rose pulver. That was like nitrate. Using a chemical nitrate.
Pulver is powder.
Heavy sham lahakel vuhu doich es tevara v'ayin masham maskim mashar etzedek v'shayichu minik oilam lahatir ayin sham. The bottom line is, many people have these soda fountains,
soda stream,
where they carbonate, where it becomes many flavors.
It's a completely different process.
Okay, fine, but he's saying
this
even...
This process is when you took a powder and you mixed it up.
Yeah.
That caused...
A chemical reaction.
Bubbles to come up.
Okay, fine. Okay, so he's saying that's much more chomer because there's a real chemical reaction.
You're actually
creating a chemical process. Okay, today the soda streams are just they're adding, they're pressurizing the water, they're adding carbonation. Through enormous pressure, they add carbonation into the water, so it's not as chomer. There is no chemical process. You're just causing a shinui, adding oxygen into the water.
So this is a problem of Shabbos. For example, if your kid,
yeah,
take salt or sugar, you shake it into the Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Because it makes foam.
Yeah. It makes foam, yeah. So it's a chemical process. It's more...
What do you take? The Mentos you put into salt?
What did you say? You add sugar? I never heard of this. You add sugar into a Coca-Cola, what happens?
Yeah, salt or sugar into Coca-Cola,
and then it gets fireworks.
Overflow. It makes it...
I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this at home. Yeah. Shabbos, what's halach? Why can you run Shabbos? Chemical reaction. Okay, interesting. I hear what you're saying. You're causing a chemical reaction. Okay, interesting. He brings down two opinions. He brings down, he says the bottom line is it's mutter. He quotes all these people that say it's us. And the quotes that I'm sure Rabbi Brown says the end is, the minig is to be matir. That's what he says. Mishakenu minig oilam lahatir. It's smoke. The chemical reaction is no different than eating salt and sugar into coffee or eating instant coffee. That's not bishul. What are you really doing? You're just dissolving. Every time you dissolve something, there's a chemical reaction to some degree. So what's the difference? It's more of a chemical reaction, which is more nearly naim. They want to say it's so nearly naim. You're causing something so new to happen. It's moilit. It's a new creation on Shabbos. It's melacha d'rabbanan of moilit. Mela, these type of drinks, the chemical reaction is so significant. It's moilit. He says it's not. So it's a big deal. It's no big deal. The mail of the minigolim is the matter. Al achas kama v'kama. Today, the soda stream, soda fountain, all these type of things that we have today, which are mechanical. Of course, they're not doing it through electronic devices. The electronic device would be also, but some of them were ones which you just press and you do it mechanically. The minigolim is definitely to be matter. You never had someone come along and say, you're not going to go use these things on Shabbos. It's not a significant a change between the original water that you start with and the flavor and the carbonation. That is results. It's not a chemical change. The oil is to be matter. Okay. What do you mean to take? What do you mean?
Alka-Seltzer.
You
drop the tablets.
You drop
the tablets.
What do you do?
The tablets.
Oh, that's the case here. That's really what he's saying over here. The Alka-Seltzer is what he's saying over here.
Alka-Seltzer is a medicine.
If you're allowed to take medicine, now you have another issue. The other issue is I'm allowed to take medicine, but can I do it myself, or do I have to have a guy prepared on my behalf? So he seems to be saying here, I don't know absolutely, he seems to think that if you're allowed to take the medicine, it's mutter. The minuka oilam is to matter these chemical reactions. The seltzer that he says was involved for use since the chemical reaction, he says the minuka oilam is to matter. So if a person has a head to take medicine on Shabbos, l'chora, you don't need to ask a guy or to do it in advance, you can do it mamish on Shabbos itself. Okay, well,
so this is a chemical reaction.
Yeah, that's what he's quoting over here. He's quoting a chemical reaction. He said, matter. Okay, wait, was one with the Aslam Lach Gurkin? We had the case of cucumbers. One more. I am Bishut Shvus Yaakov, the Hod Yaslam Lach Ug Rakus.
Ugurkis is
Hungarian. Cucumbers. Who Dafka Kishoyin Zman Miruba. A long time. Oy shemolchem or some inkli pasim with their shell, with their peel. Hamorim ve'adi hamlicham mamtikim or some through the salt you sweeten them. Sheyachol oichem you can eat them. Avol chatichos, but cut, but pieces just to take a slice of the cucumber. Kilufim v'adin shalotin, another type of vegetable. The one is this. What is shalotin? Shalotin is what we had. It's called lettuce. Mutter lemolcham kishem anichem zman harbe. Shemaisim ad shemen aleim afichai gav the mutter. So he says that even if it's not for that meal itself, he over here, the Rabbi Brown, is telling us a chiddush that when it comes to lettuce and cucumber, slice of lettuce, even for zman over, even not for that meal itself. Even for later on, he holds it's not called pickling. Pickling has to be done when they're complete, where they're completely enclosed in their peel, and they have a bitterness, it seems to say. But just once you slice it and you're exposing the inside, that's already that shayach, what we call pickle. So your example of cucumber salad, should be mutter, because that's not called the whole cucumber. That's the slices. So he says the slices, it's not derech pickling, and it's mutter afilu for one meal to the next meal on Shabbos itself. Okay, we'll stop here.